Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Work Trends with Megan and Biro. Whether you're here to network, learn, or share, we want you to have fun. During this live broadcast and Twitter chat, we'll discuss the future of work with smart and entertaining guests who value today's business and its impact on the world of work for the future. Stay tuned, because we start in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's Work Trends event. You again are not hearing things. Megan is not with us today. She is having some technical issues. She's doing some travel, and it appears that wherever she is, it's just not cooperating. So you have Cindy Travella with you today, and I am the events manager here at Talent Culture, and I work with Megan closely on all of our Work Trends events. So you'll be in good hands, and so will our guest. So to begin, of course, we have to thank our friends and sponsors and our amazing Talent Culture community. It's because of all of you that we are that it makes it possible for us to do this show every week. So jumping right in, today's Work Trends event is about a topic that we absolutely adore here at Talent Culture. Today, we are talking about technology, which we love, and how it can be used to create better synergies with employees and for the betterment of creating a great workplace culture. With us is Mike Hicks from Igloo Software, which is a renowned developer of technology that aids companies in becoming better and more efficient in creating great digital workplaces. So for a brief introduction of our guest, Mike is a recognized leader in global enterprise software marketing and a digital transformation enthusiast. He's led marketing integrations for several mergers and acquisitions, and he has proven experience leveraging technology to harness the collective knowledge of global teams to increase productivity and the pace of innovation. Ooh, he is high class. Mike, welcome. We're so glad to have you with us today.
Great, and thanks very much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this conversation today.
Yeah, we are too. We can't wait to dig in. So, again, welcome. And, you know, the Talent Culture community loves technology. We're all about that. So we're very excited to discuss today's topic with you. But before we get going, please tell us a bit more about yourself and what you're currently working on at Igloo Software.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, obviously, you heard a bit of my history in my bio. I lead the marketing and go-to-market efforts for Igloo Software, and we are a digital workplace platform. We've been getting a lot of attention lately for our approach to digital workplace solutions with a focus on digital transformation and how it can help improve communication, collaboration, knowledge management, and then more importantly for this audience, culture and employee engagement. So some of the things that we're working on that are pretty interesting is we just launched a complete portfolio of digital workplace solutions, and we've evolved our services portfolio based on our experience of launching over 10,000 digital workplaces globally. And the reason we did this is so that we can ensure the highest levels of adoption and success for our customers as they continue on this digital transformation journey. So that's really exciting stuff. Another thing that we are working on, I'm proud to announce our support and partnership with NCEP. That's the National Council for Community and Education Partnerships, and they're going to be using the Igloo platform to connect NCEP employees and volunteers to better prepare the younger generation to be productive in the future workforce by ensuring that they're successful at college and university. So that one is a really great cause, and we're excited about the work that we're doing there. And then lastly, as far as things that we're working on, tomorrow we're launching Test Drive, and that is a completely new way for companies to experience our digital workplace solutions without the time and effort typically involved in setting up trial software. So I think we all have experienced trial software where we're given a blank slate and said, populate it with content, add users, figure out how to configure it and make it work. Well, what Test Drive does, it takes that all away. So you can eliminate the time and just get right into experiencing what it's like to work with that software. So that's really cool, and that launches tomorrow. So your listeners get a bit of a sneak peek about that.
Wow, you are doing some great things at Igloo Software. Hey, and congrats on that software with the education platform. That is amazing. That's really great.
Yeah, and it's great to see that, because we understand that the future of work goes beyond just the technology, right? It's how do we better prepare that younger generation to be successful?
Absolutely. Well, you know, my mantra is this: the technology is only as good as the people using it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dig into today's topic. I know people are dying to hear what you have to say. So let's start with the big overarching statement. Tell us how does technology enable companies to better engage with employees?
Yeah, sure. And I think before we do that, I think we need to look at the forces that are impacting productivity and innovation in the workplace. And then we can start to understand the digital transformation journey that many organizations are undergoing to address those challenges, because employee engagement and culture is certainly a top priority. So first off, work is more mobile and distributed than ever before, and employees are not at their desk at least half of the time. And mm-hmm. for the first time ever, we have more generations working together, and we know there are differences in how they collaborate and communicate and the technology that's helped shape their careers, but I don't think we truly understand yet the real impact of what this means for business productivity. And we see it all over the place now. Employees are demanding more choice in the tools they use. And in fact, and I was shocked at this, but then when I started doing the numbers, I realized, yeah, it's true. The average employee now uses over 30 cloud apps at work, and 8 of them are for file sharing and collaboration. So gone are the days where we will accept the decisions that IT has made for us around how we work. And then last, there's a huge war for talent. So high performers, as we know, they're harder to attract and retain, and 38% of employers are experiencing difficulty finding skilled talent. So when employees are staying at companies for shorter periods of time, there's even more pressure now to onboard them quickly and reduce their time before they're fully ingrained and productive members of the team. So you have this really interesting convergence of these four forces, and it's driving a real wedge into productivity and innovation. And if you trace that back, like I said, employee engagement is a big part of why companies are now putting a greater priority on their digital transformation. And in fact, 87% of C-suite executives now recognize that disengaged employees are among the biggest threats to their business. So now that I've kind of given you my view of the situation, I can actually answer your question around how does technology enable companies to better engage with employees? Well, that's easy, and I think it all starts with a digital workplace and creating a digital destination. This is a place where the whole company can communicate, collaborate, share knowledge, and extend your physical culture into the digital world. So I call these the four pillars. And if we break these four pillars down, we can understand how they impact engagement. So I know we have a lot to talk about. Is it okay if I quickly outline these four pillars and how I see them?
Absolutely. Please do.
So I'll start with communication. This is a big one. And I think the right digital workplace enables organizations to communicate company goals and objectives to better align the people, the processes, and the teams to the big picture so they can understand how their contributions are part of the overall success of the company. Because oftentimes we hear from employees that they don't recognize or realize how their work is actually helping move the business forward. Then there's collaboration. This is about connecting the teams and facilitating conversations in a central location, which offers the right context for sharing ideas, right? So this is key. It's putting the information and the work into the context of what that team is responsible for. So tracking project status and tackling the issues together. And then you have knowledge management. And this is big. This is around establishing a single source of truth and getting the information that's trapped inside employees' inboxes and hard drives and minds into a collective space that can benefit the rest of the organization. And then last, you have is culture. which is all about enabling an open dialogue and ensuring everyone has a voice. So this facilitates also a virtual relationship between employees and senior leadership, which is a big barrier to employee engagement, is feeling disconnected and feeling like you don't have a voice or an understanding of what's on the minds of the senior leadership. So technology certainly plays a role there, as well as the ability to recognize the behaviors of those who are going above and beyond and exuding the company values. So, you know, you bring all this stuff together and you can see that technology plays a big role in employee engagement across multiple facets.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. And then, you know, you've got, after recognition, you have rewards and you have, you know, feedback, and it's such a 360 loop in the workplace, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Rewards then is a big part of it. And different organizations are leveraging technology. Some are integrating their digital workplace with reward and recognition platforms that allow points to be accumulated and then redeemed for various things. So there's different scales of how organizations are doing that. But the key is, the most important thing is having a way for the rest of the organization to see which employees are exuding those behaviors that the company values.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, today we are such a mobile and remote-oriented workforce that without technology, how do people who work at home or remotely, how do they, you know, stay connected if the company does not have good technology?
Mm-hmm. And on that, I think the tools that enable, you know, file sharing and instant messaging, those are the easy parts. It's how does a remote employee feel like they're part of the company? And that's where the digital destination comes in as a very important element to bringing globally dispersed workforces together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely agree with that. Okay, thank you for that very, very good answer. So, okay, I'm curious. Generations aside, are most people receptive to using technology, or is there some resistance? What have you seen?
So what I've seen is that most people are receptive to technology when they have a choice, right? So if you think about the music service you use or the personal file sharing system or your preference for chat software, you're receptive to changing the way you work or your mindset around different technologies based on the ability to evaluate and decide. But where the resistance comes is when companies start to take away that freedom and mandate how you work and what tools you'll use. And there's obviously various reasons for them wanting to do that. And many people don't like change. And what I see is one of the biggest factors in ensuring adoption of the new technology, because at the end of the day, that's what all organizations that roll out new technology want, is it relates back to how it's communicated, starting well before launch, if employee stakeholders from across the business are involved in the decision process, the type of feedback loops that are set up to address the things that aren't working in the real world, because we know that what we think is going to happen and how that technology will be used will be very different than actually how it does get used. And having a real vision with KPIs and milestones for what the company expects to get out of it. So I think those are the key things that are often missing when technology is released to an organization, and then they question, well, why is there no adoption or why is there resistance to change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. You know, you were talking about communication, collaboration, knowledge management, and culture before. You know, when I think of technology and engagement, to me it comes down to one thing, better and faster communication. And that's a positive thing. So given this, why do some companies not entertain using technology for this advantage?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think there's probably some other considerations as well, right? So they have to look at security. There's the cost of the technology. There's the time to value. There's the times and resources to implement it. There's the integration considerations with other existing technologies and how that might be impacted. So I don't think it's necessarily a matter of companies not wanting to. It's figuring out the best way for them to do it based on the realities of their business. And another way to look at it maybe is all companies, and I talked about this a bit earlier, they're on a digital transformation journey, and each one is at a different stage and moving through those stages at different paces. So I think I'll jump into just my thoughts around the different stages of transformation, as I think it helps people understand where they are and then decide the best way to get to where they want to be. And then that will maybe even give some further context around why are companies, you know, either hesitant to release new technologies or not jumping on what would appear to be obvious to a lot of people. So the first stage in this whole digital transformation journey, I call it stage zero. And this is where an organization has a collection of tools. So file sharing, messaging, email, social. The focus here is on personal productivity. And your listeners will probably recognize companies that have this kind of setup. And you really kind of notice it as the ones that don't have an intranet, but instead they use a collection of apps to try to accomplish the same result. So that's what I call stage zero. And then there's stage one, and This is really the basic intranet. So it's top-down company news and information with basic search, and the focus here is really about one-way information sharing. And then you can get into stage two, and I'll call this the extended intranet, and the focus here is on interaction. So you get into personalizations, basic collaboration, simple integration, some workflow process support. And stage zero to stage two, this is pretty much the industry average, believe it or not. And then you get into stage three. Wow. I'll call this the modern intranet. And the focus here is on productivity. So it's top-down, but it's also bottom-up now. You have more social features, bringing in team collaboration spaces for projects, enabling two-way conversations and advanced search, and it's mobile-ready. So here you're starting to deal with some pretty important things. And then the last stage, stage four, this is what I'll call the digital workplace. And the focus here is on business transformation, and this is where you get into that inspiring corporate destination that I talked about. So if you think about intranets were the place where employees would go to get information to support their work and decisions, and the digital workplace, though, is the place where the work actually gets done. So it extends beyond the firewall, having permissioned areas for folks outside your organization, so think partners or vendors, and it's organized around solutions, so solving the company's biggest challenges. So, for instance, a compliance center for corporate policies, a leadership corner where employees can build a connection with the senior leaders, or a brand portal where everyone can access the latest marketing materials, predefined workflows for core things in the business. So all that kind of stuff, all the necessary tools are integrated for seamless work and so on. So the ability for an organization to move through these stages is having a huge impact on their competitive advantage and their company performance against their peers. So what we're seeing now is companies are jumping from stage one or two and moving then right into stage four, which is great.
Wow, that is amazing. I wonder if it's really tough for them to make that big leap from, you know, in between stages. I bet you it is. I bet you it's quite painful.
It certainly is, and it kind of goes back to the earlier question around change, right? And how do you ensure adoption with this new technology? So whether it's a small app or tool, or you're trying to roll out a digital workplace and a new mindset around working, there's some key things that need to happen, and one of them is communication well in advance, but then two is involving employees in the decisions, because when new technology is rolled out and they see that their peers were part of that decision stakeholder group, they're more likely to accept the solution versus, hey, IT is just forcing this down our throats.
Yeah, totally understand that, and I totally agree with that. Yeah. So let's talk about the bottom line, okay? I've read that organizations which optimize their communications using technology stand a much better chance of being productive, and that leads directly to a healthier bottom line, but it shouldn't stop there. This information needs to be shared with employees so they better understand their individual contributions and impact on their organization. So how can the digital workplace satisfy this?
Well, I think one thing that digital workplaces are great at is creating transparency. So transparency of corporate goals and objectives, transparency around conversations, the ability for leaders to share their thoughts and strategic priorities, and then the ability for teams to create spaces to organize their projects, set clear KPIs, track status, assign tasks, build content, and then more importantly, to showcase their work to the rest of the organization. So you can kind of think about it in two parts. The first part is providing a destination for communication around the goals and the direction of the business, because this is oftentimes, if you survey employees, you'll find out they don't actually know what the top three or five things that the organization is working for in that particular year. So without knowing that, it's hard for them to align the work to the bigger picture. And then another thing that the digital workplace does is gives them that environment to work together effectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, because better and faster and more efficient communications is now in place. See, it all comes back to communication, right?
It does in a lot of places, right? Because it's the understanding of the vision, the goals, and then it goes beyond just the corporate, because now it's about building a relationship with the senior leadership team so you can understand either at a department level or at a sub-organization level, what are they trying to achieve and how do those goals map up to the overall corporate goals? So teams being able to align their work, set up their projects, and understand how those project KPIs support overall corporate objectives is very important. And surprisingly or not, that understanding, that connection is missing in a lot of organizations. So people are working, but they don't understand how that work is helping to move the company forward. And that is a big thing that's driving disengaged employees.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. So, Mike, do you believe that there's a direct correlation between engagement and innovation?
100%. And we see it all the time. So, you know, as I was hoping you were going to ask me a question similar to this, because I have some really interesting stats that I think your listeners will appreciate. So 24% of employees are actively disengaged at organizations today, and another 40 to 45% fall into the category of overall just disengaged. And disengaged managers are three times more likely to have disengaged employees. So those numbers alone are just staggering. And right? I mean, it's mind-boggling, but there's multiple research studies that support those claims. So, and then you think, okay, well, what is an engaged employee? And one way to look at it is versus a non-engaged employee is get versus an engaged employee is give. So get is I do my job, make me successful, get me paid. And the give is going above and beyond, and it's a mutual commitment, and their focus is on making both themselves and the company successful. So the tie back to the innovation is engaged employees will give discretionary effort, and highly engaged employees are 250% more likely to recommend improvements. So it's those kinds of activities that will help employees find ways to overcome hurdles to solve problems, actively seek out expertise to bring new ideas to life, and those are the building blocks of innovation, right? It's not being satisfied with the current state and figuring out newer and better ways of doing things. And the companies that get that right, they have an extreme advantage over their competition. And then the real hard part is, if you have engaged employees, how do you make sure you now have the right technology infrastructure to enable them to flourish?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, as you've been talking, Mike, it's been making me think about industries. Have you seen or noticed that some industries are just really behind the eight ball in using technology or having engaged workplaces, or is this just really an overarching problem across all industries?
Well, I think there are some industries that are further behind. So the more conservative industries and the ones who are slower to evolve due to regulatory requirements, those are the ones that are having more difficulty. And they're also having a harder time attracting new talent because they're much earlier in their digital transformation phases and they don't offer the same flexibility in the tools or have an established digital culture that aligns to their values. So it's funny, another interesting stat, 95% of candidates in their 20s and 30s believe culture is more important than compensation. So when you think about all that stuff, it's really interesting in where organizations are focusing or need to focus their efforts in order to improve engagement, but then also then start to attract the type of talent that they want and really start to evolve their digital workplace infrastructure so that they can compete against those more evolved companies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that spurred on another question here. So how does the digital workplace, and you kind of touched on it, Mike, but how does the digital workplace play into an organization's employer brand, and is a lack of digital technology a discouragement to potential employees? What have you seen in that area?
Yeah, I think that plays the employer brand plays a big role in the ability to attract the right types of talent. So if you think about the high performers and the engaged employees, they want to work at a place where they can collaborate seamlessly. They want an open culture where they can share ideas and use the tools and apps that they want and easily tap into knowledge centers and other areas of expertise to become more efficient. So if you think about how the smart organizations are using their digital workplace as a competitive advantage to attracting talent, they're certainly showcasing this, right? Because now they're meeting the needs, especially of the new workers that are entering the workforce. Going back to that other stat, right? 95% of candidates in their 20s and 30s believe culture is more important than compensation to a certain degree, obviously, right? If we're talking about a few thousand dollars, they're going to start looking at, well, is this a place that I can actually feel valued, have an opinion, be able to express my ideas and collaborate? So the smart employers are really showcasing that, and it's working, right? So I think it's moved beyond we have free lunch every day and we have, you know, beer on Fridays to, hey, we have this open, digitally vibrant culture inside our workplace where ideas are encouraged and flourished and people are recognized and rewarded for going above and beyond and being great team players.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, if people are trying to advance in their careers, right? I think oftentimes we associate using good technology as part of what helps us to, you know, keep moving our careers ahead. So when you think about, I don't want to make this a generational statement, but when you think about the up-and-coming generations of new talent who are so accustomed to using technology so very easily, to be plopped into an environment where there isn't any, I would think it would be a culture shock to them, no pun intended, but like a culture shock.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we are, whether it's the younger generation or the older, right, it's there is a desire to be as effective as you can be, but there's also a comfort in working with the tools that you want to use in the way that's most effective for you, and it's creating that flexibility.
Yes, thank you. I totally agree with you, and pardon the interruption. I just wanted to tell you we have 45 seconds left and want to give you an opportunity to close out with any last thoughts.
Yeah, great. Wow, the time went fast. But I think my last thought would be to remember that as you look at addressing challenges like employee engagement or communication, collaboration, knowledge management, to remember that you're on a journey, right? The most successful organizations, they develop a plan, they engage employees in that plan, they choose the right partner, they start small, they ensure quick wins, they scale fast, they adjust, and then they continue on their path.
Wow. Excellent. Thank you. That was a beautiful summary. Mike, great having you with us today. Thank you for all of your incredible information, Sage. Obviously, you are very, very knowledgeable in this area, and we so appreciate you being here with us. And I know that our talent culture community and our followers and participants are jumping over to Twitter right now. Please join us, and let's continue the conversation over there. Have a
great
day, Mike,
and
thank you, everyone, for joining. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.